This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. A key study shows the first one-shot COVID-19 vaccine is effective at fighting the coronavirus. We get details from AP correspondent Sagar Magani.
Johnson & Johnson says preliminary findings suggest its single-dose vaccine may not be as strong as the two-dose version from Pfizer and Moderna. But in a world struggling for pandemic relief, Matt Hepburn, the government's vaccine response leader, says the trade-off may be acceptable with a single shot that's easier to store.
Frankly, simple is beautiful.
Johnson & Johnson says it'll seek emergency use authorization in the U.S. within a week. It's not saying how many doses could be ready if federal regulators sign off, but it does expect to supply 100 million doses by June. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The European Union has introduced tighter rules on exports of coronavirus vaccines that could hit shipments to nations like the United Kingdom amid a deepening dispute with drug maker AstraZeneca over supplies of potentially life-saving shots. The measure created an outcry Friday in Northern Ireland and the UK amid fears it would trigger controls on vaccine shipments produced in the 27-nation bloc to the small territory that is part of the kingdom and borders the EU's Ireland. Under the post-Brexit deal, EU products should still be able to travel unhindered from the bloc to Northern Ireland. WHO officials are speaking after the European Union made this change and saying that it agreed to plan control exports of the vaccines. EU's member states are far behind Israel, Britain, and the United States in rolling out vaccines, are scrambling to get supplies just as the West's biggest drug makers slow deliveries. More at voanews.com. This is VOA News. The Biden administration says it is going to revamp and enhance diplomacy toward Iran. We get more from AP correspondent Ben Thomas.
National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan says restoring limits on Iran's nuclear program is a top priority, and that means getting back to diplomacy that can put the program in a box. Then he says the Biden administration can turn to reining in Iran's regional ambitions. Speaking at an event hosted by the U.S. Institute of Peace, Sullivan says Iran's other bad behavior is going to have to be addressed, but a critical early priority has to be to deal with what he calls an escalating nuclear crisis, as Iran moves closer to having enough fissile material for a weapon. Ben Thomas, Washington.
AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports the U.S. House Sergeant at Arms is providing additional security for lawmakers by posting Capitol Police officers at airports and rail stations when lawmakers are traveling.
The 535 members of Congress travel frequently between their home districts and the U.S. Capitol. Many have said they feel vulnerable, and there have been encounters, like Senator Mitt Romney being swarmed by a crowd after he criticized Donald Trump. Lawmakers are being told that they can use their campaign funds to set up home security systems and can use office funds to buy bulletproof vests.
That is AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reporting. White House spokeswoman Jen Psaki told reporters Friday that U.S. President Joe Biden called on Russian President Vladimir Putin to release a jailed Kremlin critic Alexei Navalny during their phone call this week. Biden pressed Putin on a number of issues, including alleged election interference in a 2020 election, Ukraine sovereignty, the massive solar winds cyber attack, and Navalny. Psaki repeated previously statement and that Biden did not hold back in conveying his concerns about the actions of the Russian government during the call. Italy's rightist opposition parties called for early elections as a way to solve the country's political crisis following the resignation of the prime minister, Giuseppe Conte. Conte, now acting as caretaker, was unseated when the former premier, Matteo Renzi, withdrew his Italia Viva party from the coalition, depriving it of a parliamentary majority and throwing Italy into political limbo during the coronavirus crisis. The League leader, Matteo Salvini, told reporters that they confirmed to the president that their request that he consider the option of dissolving parliament and calling the elections. He told Reuters he was optimistic and the crisis has already lasted too long. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.